The outlaw heard the chamber door slam shut. He sagged forward in his bonds, head drooping. To his surprise, the rope holding his left paw creaked, stretching slightly. Hope surged anew through Letho. He jerked and tugged on the rope, feeling the fibres starting to part. The spear, of course, it had to be. In the darkness, Kaltag's frenzied stabs must have hit the rope, partially slicing through and weakening it. Letho could not twist his head far enough to inspect the rope, but he knew he could eventually snap it. Even though his limbs were swollen and numbed with cramp, the tenacious otter pulled, twisted and jerked against his bond. Each fresh assault tore more of the fibres, snapping away the closely woven strands. He grunted with pain as one final wrench parted the rope, allowing the deadened paw to hang limply at his side. Dizzy with the effort, Letho rested for a moment. Then, with no firm plan in mind, he set about freeing his other paw. Hauling himself up on the bars, the outlaw got his teeth into the other rope. He gnawed away strand by strand until he had chewed right through it. With a deep sigh, he allowed himself the luxury of sitting down on the cage floor. Letho slowly rubbed the life back into his aching limbs and shoulders, thinking hard. Now, what next? Early birds began their twittering chorus in the first rays of dawn as the otter clans arrived at the far shores of the lake. Crouching in the rushes, surrounded by his warriors, Big Colin Galedeep cooled his paws in the cold water. He peered through the mist, which hung like a milky veil over the still water.
What do you think? Should we go in now?
His brother, the tall, sombre Lorgo, spat on his paws, rubbing them together in anticipation.
Aye. Dawn's a good time to attack. The cats won't be up and about just yet.
Banya Screamdog interrupted them.
Hold on, mates. We can't go charging in without a plan. If in the Felis cat's got Letho a prisoner, he's bound to have the fortress well guarded. Stands to reason he'll be expecting us to try something.
Colin dug his big oar into the water moodily.
I suppose you're right. So what do you suggest we do? We can't just lay here all day twiddling our rudders.
Besides being a tough warrior maid, Banya was seldom short of practical ideas.
A sensible plan would be to send out scouts first. Wulki, Chab, you take the left bank. Lug, Gano, you take the right. See if they're patrolling the pier and the slave compound. Make a count of the cats you can see and what sort of weapons they're touting. That way we'll know just what we're up against. Oh, and most important, keep your eyes skinned for the shellhound.
In the main gate lodge which led onto the pier, Rigu Felis took a leisurely breakfast. The wildcat felt that with his plans reaching fruition, his position was becoming more secure. Picking at a freshly caught trout and sipping pale wine, he reflected on other matters which required his attention. It was one of the warlord's strengths he never left loose ends untied. Wheelmark Scort stood attendance upon his master, a task which invariably made him nervous owing to the wildcat's unpredictable nature.